President Trump has reportedly fired 6 National Security Council officials. The firings came after an Oval Office meeting with conservative activist Laura Loomer, who reportedly advocated for the firings, warning Trump and other officials of disloyal employees. According to multiple reports, Loomer called out roughly a dozen of Mike Waltz's national security team she deemed disloyal to Trump and felt should be fired. Loomer, who is a strong supporter of Trump and was often seen on the 2024 campaign trail, shared this on X about her Oval Office meeting. I woke up this morning to learn that there are still people in and around the West Wing who are leaking to the hostile left-wing media about President Trump's confidential and private meetings in the Oval Office. I want to reiterate how important it is that people who gain access to the White House or the administration respect the privacy of their conversations with President Trump and his senior staff. Out of respect for President Ariel Donald Trump and the privacy of the Oval Office, I'm going to decline on divulging any details about my Oval Office meeting with President Trump. Also noting she will continue advocating for strong vetting. This marks the second time a conservative activist has been tied to national security officials' firings. Christopher Rufo published logs of NSA staffers allegedly exchanging explicit messages in chat rooms. Within days, people were fired over Rufo's revelations. Of those who have been reportedly fired following Loomer's meeting with Trump, Brian Walsh, a director for intelligence, Thomas Boudry, a senior director for legislative affairs, and David Feith, a senior director overseeing technology and national security. A spokesperson for the National Security Council told news outlets. The agency does not comment on personnel matters.